It is your pre-match warm-up as we start to look ahead to the big European game at Anfield on Tuesday night. It's Ian Ryan with Neil Atkinson, Stu Wright and Rob Gutman to talk you through this one. And Rob, I've not seen you for a couple of weeks, as the boys have said, off camera.
Longest 2 weeks of my life, mate.
Well, listen, you look $1 million with the tan.
Why can't I be on camera today? It's not going to last this long as my tan fades.
Well, listen, I've not heard from you since, well, for a while, but certainly since post-Fulham.
Yeah.
Now, we've got this big game going into the midweek, but I think in terms of that weekend's fixture, all you wanted was Liverpool to look comfortable, competent, and we got both of those things. It was a really nice 2-0 win.
Yeah, it was a nice 2-0. It was just nice to win a 4. I sort of think, I know your question is how it exists in context with what the forthcoming challenge against PSG, the biggest game of the season and all that. But I always felt it would be a game that would be an island in its own right because it was just all about the 3 points. To state the obvious, I almost didn't think there was going to be a way that match played out that would have had us in exactly the right frame of mind for PSG. I mean, short of having walloped Fulham 6-0 and I don't know, maybe we got a little bit of that. Maybe we sort of pointed ourselves in a certain direction. I think getting another player in Rio Engamoa was an important step forward, quite frankly. It's mad that we're talking about, mad and brilliant that we're talking about, and I'm sure we will talk about, whether he should start against Paris Saint-Germain. I mean, no one would have predicted that at the beginning of the season, that we'd be debating whether Rio should start a European Cup quarter-final. But he scored a world-class goal. Okay, we won't digress on him. But the performance against Fulham, I mean, I thought we were moving towards the kind of performance, non-satisfying Anfield performance. It was heading that way until Rio just bent that in. He did something world-class.